Because that's the bottom line.
Are we handicapping this game tonight? Royals and Reds, 7:10 first pitch. The line in this game, Andrew Abbott starting for the Reds, -116 was your opening line. And this thing has been bet up to -125 here. And yes, the square money and sharp money has come in on the Reds on the money line. That's why this money line has moved almost a dime to the Reds here, but only a -125. Total is sitting at 9. And the biggest reason for this, people are looking at that Reds bullpen, which was the worst in all of Major League Baseball for the month of May after being the best in all of Major League Baseball in the months of March and April. That should tell you a little something. Neither team used their closers last night, although Isurg for the Royals has not been good of late. But both teams still have their closer mentality. Once again, I will ask you, the Reds have a save situation tonight. They have 8 guys on the roster with a save so far this year. You really know who's going to close for the Reds if they're up 3 going to the bottom of the ninth tonight? Yeah, your guess is as good as mine when it comes to that. But I am going to take the Reds tonight. A little bit of the market's trying to tell us this is a Reds spot. Andrew Abbott's been really good since the beginning of May. And let's just face it, he's going to put in some innings tonight so they don't have to go to that bullpen. I'm not shocked to see Abbott go 6 unless he gets blown out. I don't think he is going to. Reds are 7-5 this year when Abbott starts. I'm taking the Reds tonight. I'm going to lay a little chalk, -125. Also, I'm going under this total. And yes, the betting splits here, 93% of the tickets and money are on the over here. How come this line hasn't moved off its opener of 9? I will take under 9 runs here in this one. Reds and Royals, that's how I'm playing this one. I'm taking chalk in this one. I'm taking the Reds tonight with Andrew Abbott, and I'm going to take under the total of 9. This is how we would have played it last night had Chase Burns been pitching, but thankfully, we learned our lesson. Something you have to do in Major League Baseball, in all of sports gambling, learning lessons, and sometimes, believe me, I've had to do this, you learn them the hard way. So when you don't take a listed pitcher in a game and then you see a pitching change, yeah, we all get what we deserve because we didn't take the time to take the listed pitcher. That's something that we as gamblers, we don't have many advantages over the house. In fact, we only have a couple. One, we could bet any game we want to while they have to put lines up for every game. But two, in Major League Baseball, the listed pitcher little clicker. If you don't take that, if you didn't take it yesterday, I'm sorry, but you got what you deserved. And that's the bottom line. But how are we going to handicap some baseball games today? Because we're still waiting on those NBA playoffs to start tomorrow. Let's look at a few games that we're looking to take tonight. And one of those games might be one of the most shocking teams in all Major League Baseball. Chicago White Sox. Twins won last night against the White Sox. But the White Sox this year are still winners. 32-28. They're better than the Reds. If you had told me that 2 years ago, nobody would have said that's the case. But times change. Martin for the White Sox tonight. He is 8-1 with a 2 ERA. Prelip for the Twins, 5.13. White Sox opened about even money. Now they're about a -120. This White Sox team is pretty good. When Martin starts this year, the White Sox are 10-1. And he has only allowed 1 earned run or less in 8 of his previous 11 starts. This is a very good pitcher, this Davis Martin for the White Sox. On the other hand, Prelip for the Twins, 5.55 ERA in May, and the Twins are 1-4 when he starts. I've got one of my favorite bets of the night. I'm taking the White Sox here, about a -125, depending on where you can find them right now. This line opened closer to a pick'em. White Sox are good, and they're offering you a lot of value tonight on the road. I will take the White Sox on the road against the Twins. Another game that I'm looking to take tonight in the world of Major League Baseball. Let's go to Tampa. And this is right under the line here. Steven Matz going for the Rays against Jack Flaherty for the Twins. This line opened -130. It's up to the Rays about a -145 now. Some places close to 150. I'm taking the Rays here in this one. I'm getting a lot of value, but the market is screaming. Take the Rays in this one. Bullpen set up for tonight, too. I'm taking a short home favorite. Don't let this thing get more than 150, and I'm taking the Rays here in this one tonight. Another game that I'm looking to take tonight in the world of Major League Baseball. Yeah, I'm going to take a home dog against the Dodgers. Mike Soroka is at home. The Dodgers are playing in Arizona. Arizona came, last night we looked at that game, and Arizona won that game, but they had Eduardo Rodriguez pitching. He is a very good pitcher. But you got them at plus money last night. And tonight, you're getting the Diamondbacks at even better odds. You can get them about even money. Lauer's going for the Dodgers tonight. They're about a minus 120 here. I'm going to put my money again on the Diamondbacks to win this game at basically even money. Soroka's been a good pitcher this year, 7-2, 3.25. He hasn't been this good in like 5 years since he was at Atlanta. Lauer, 5.95. Give me the Diamondbacks tonight. Getting some value with them, liking the Diamondbacks in this one at home against the Dodgers. One more that I'm going to take tonight. Athletics are on the road against the Cubs. The Cubs are set up to really make a run at the Brewers here, and I think it starts this tonight. I'm taking the Cubs and Tyon. About a minus 125 against Jump and the Athletics. Yeah, Jump. Is it the Van Halen Jump or is it the Crisscross Jump? Yeah, give me Van Halen Jump any day, although Crisscross was from the ATL. That came out right when I was in the ATL, too, when I just got down there. But anyway, give me the Cubs tonight, Tyon at home, about a minus 125 over the A's. Let's go to some totals that we like tonight, Major League Baseball. Let's go back to Arizona. Soroka and Lauer, we've seen this total open at 9.5. It's still at 9.5. Yeah, we see 70% of the tickets on the over. That's all right. Two winning teams. I'm going under this total, 9.5. And it feels like I go under every time the Mariners play at home. And I'm doing it again tonight. 7.5 is your total here. Brazoban, you know, got him last week with the Mets against the Reds. He's a bullpen guy. And, of course, Gilbert going for the Mariners. He's very good. I'm going under that game, 7.5 with Seattle and the Mets. And don't be afraid to go under this total, 7.5 with Toronto and Atlanta. Gausman, one of my favorite pitchers. We see all the money on the over here, and this total still sticks at 7.5. Elder for the Braves, home game for the Braves, going under 7.5 here. So our Mac Daddy Stogies tonight in Major League Baseball. Give us the White Sox, Rays, Cubs, and D-backs on the money line. Let's go under in the games in Atlanta, Arizona, and Seattle. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take it to the desert and smoke them. Thanks for joining us. Until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, don't you remember Paul Newman and Slapshot? Yeah, he told those three triplets. To raise you know what. It was pretty good. Thank you very much.
W223 CV Lexington. ESPN Sports Radio